Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Phoning It In, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. With each broadcast, your hosts bring you the latest news and information from professional wrestling in Georgia and around the Southeast. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Phoning It In with your hosts Larry Goodman, Murder One, and Trent Van Dries.
GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, and I am Trent Van Dries, and I am working right now my shoot job on Memorial Day, and on top of that, Larry Goodman, in all his esteemed brilliance, has us doing a podcast on a holiday. Now, the last time we did a podcast on a holiday was Valentine's Day. Murder One was off with a hot date at the Waffle House. Larry had two women booked. Neither one of them showed up. It was a complete disaster. So here we go with a holiday show again. I'm not sure what's going to happen this show. So I'm going to turn it over to the man behind the switchboard, the VIP of VLTs, to explain this show. Larry, tell the people what is going to go on tonight. Give them the scoop, Larry. Tell them.
I have no more clue than you do what's going to happen on this show.
Sure you do. Give the Tommy Rich of Tag Team Wrestling an intro, would you, Larry?
And the third member of this weird trio, soon to be seen on the Urban Wrestling Federation pay-per-view First Blood, the former NWA World Tag Team Champion, or one half of them anyway, Murder One.
I'm back and I'm black. See, I'll tie it in with the song.
How are you doing?
I'm good, man. I was on earlier, then I accidentally hit the hang-up button. I haven't had my medication for the day, but I'm taking care of that right now.
All right,
uh-oh,
well, that's good.
You sound just a little too coherent. You better do something.
I'm getting there. Hold on.
Okay, good deal.
So how was everything for y'all?
I'm out here making money on a holiday. I'm doing fine. Larry's got me working on a holiday.
Hey, there is no holidays when you're grown.
That's true. That's very, very true. So, Larry,
I'm giving up the Atlanta Jazz Festival for this. You know, I mean, I go every year, and this year I just said, well, I got to do the radio show, so I'm not going to go on Monday night. So,
that's a good dedication, Larry. Very good dedication.
Yeah.
So, what do you have on tap? What are you going to pull out of your hat for tonight?
Well, we had scheduled and posted an interview with Ohio Valley Wrestling star Paradise. And hopefully that will still take place. Been looking forward to that. Hopefully it'll still happen.
What makes you think it won't?
Well, I just don't have, the final confirmation back today that this is going to happen. So it's a little bit up in the air, unfortunately. But hopefully this will all come through. This will all come to pass.
And if it don't come through, we'll just wing it like always.
Yeah.
Well, I hope it comes through because Paradise, Murder One, have you ever seen Paradise?
Nope. You know, y'all bring a lot of people on here that I don't know, so I don't know Paradise.
OVWrestling.com and check out the way this look at this guy has. It's really a sight to behold.
It sounds like some fruity stuff going on with that name.
Yeah, you are correct, sir.
That's what I thought.
It's a very unique twist on an Adrian Street type thing, but just to say it would be that actually would be selling him short. He's a very unique character and very creative guy, comes up with a lot of material. In Ohio Valley Wrestling, Larry, I would say arguably is the hottest indie going in the country right now. Would you agree or disagree?
I would agree from the ones that I'm able to see via the internet that OVW right now is on a roll and has the best product of the ones that are out there, of the ones I'm able to see.
I mean, Rampage has been going on for a while, Murder One, but since they went to Sundays, I don't know. I don't think they got the same vibe. What do you say, Murder One?
It's still all good at the Rampage, man.
I didn't say it was bad. I just don't see the same vibe on the Sunday shows. I don't know. Just watching them, there's something.
I mean, it looks a little empty out there, but, you know, just like when we moved to Saturdays, people got to get used to that shit again.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of Rampage, this week's show was, of course, the Dark City Fight Club defeating Usual Suspects, and this one is up right now on RampagePro Wrestling.net to regain the NWA World titles. And about the ending of the match, a couple things. One, I loved, I had to pop Murder One when he did the little Morton roll to make the hot tag.
You know what? I've always wanted to do that shit, man. And I'm sitting there, I see AJ in the corner, and I'm going, should I do it? Should I do it? Should I do it? Do it in Ringo. You a pussy if you don't. And I go, fuck it. Morton roll. There it was, bud. What's the point of being a face and an NWA World Tag Team Champion if you don't do the Morton roll?
I know. I loved it. I loved it. But the other thing is, I mean, like, what's up with the refereeing there? You guys got screwed. Guys get to jump in the ring right in front of the ref, and it's not a DQ?
It's Meatloaf, man. That dude right there is backward as fuck. He's screwed. Man, don't even get me started, please. Because I don't want my email to go crazy if I say something I ain't supposed to say about somebody, you know what I'm saying, co-worker or whatever. But he needs to open his fucking eyes. I'll just say that.
I mean, he had his eyes open. He's looking right at him, and he just raises his hands in the air and lets them interfere, and then the match just kind of like goes on like nothing happened.
But Larry, he did the same thing when Usual Suspects won the title. You know,
he just said that.
Bob Arend did the same shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we go off air, I'll break it down for you on all that shit. You know what I mean?
I already know what it is. It's Crude Jones and Sean Banks. Their egos are out of control again.
I don't even want to put nobody on blame. Well, you got to think about this, though. Sean Banks wasn't there. Your new RPW tag champions are Crew Jones and Chip Day. Y'all know that?
That's right.
I did not know that. Where was Sean Banks?
So now you have a dispute over which team actually holds the belts, right?
Mm-hmm. It don't matter because when they figure that little thing out, we'll come in and kick the shit out of whoever says they're the champs.
Okay, Murder One, I've got it.
Don't cut me off, sir. Fans of Rampage know that we don't go long without holding tag team championship gold. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at it like this. If we don't get those tag team titles back, I'm going to be mad, and I'll probably go after Bull or something. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling like I'm losing my killer instinct because I'm all just interacting with the fans and stuff. So don't be surprised if you see me just snap one day and stab a motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean, you lost the world title and ended up hugging the other team. Have you lost the edge?
Oh, hell no. See. You supposed to be a journalist. You supposed to know Corey Chavis is my brother. And no matter what, if I would have stabbed him and collapsed the lung, slit his throat, when it's all said and done, we going to hug and we going to be tight at the end because we Dark City and we all we got. You know what I'm saying? Just because you got brothers, you got family, you got these siblings?
Yeah, but they don't claim me.
Okay, well, that sucks for you. But when y'all fight, y'all go in hard on each other. But then when y'all sit down to eat dinner, everything is good.
Well, this is very reassuring because if Murder One goes soft, it would really be a sad day.
It would, wouldn't it?
Yes. Yes.
Don't worry,
I do have a complaint about the show before this most recent television show, Murder One.
What is it?
Okay, when the show opened, they showed clips of you guys wrestling. I forget the name of the team, but the team from Anarchy, when you guys were defending the title in Anarchy.
Yeah.
Why'd they show that fucking clip? It was like a minute long. There was like two blown spots, and then the match ended, and nobody made a peep. I mean, that made the whole tag team title thing look bad. Why would they show that clip?
Fuck if I know. I'm not in charge of that. You asking me like I got the fucking keys to the production truck and all that other shit. I don't know why they would show that bullshit.
I mean, okay, well,
it is what it is. Shit. Not everybody's perfect. Spots are blown. Hey, all I can say is this. I'm a former world champion. So if it lasts one day, 15 minutes, 15 years, I don't give a shit. I'm in history books. I'll get another shot at it. See, that's what this is. See, y'all, no, I'm not going to say y'all because Larry ain't trying to shit on me like you, Trent. It is what it is, man. I'm a competitor. I'm not crying. You know what I'm saying? Nothing. We lost. But you know what? We didn't lose to no scrubs. I lost to my best friend. So either way you look at it, the belts are still in the Dark City. If we switch the Freebird rules, I'm still a world champ.
Oh.
Yeah, thank you.
So have you given up on your quest of going for the world title? You got one little taste and you're done, or what?
No, I got other shit I got to do, man. I got a pay-per-view this weekend.
That's right.
World titles, it'll come back. I mean, but I got other shit in front of me right now.
Hey, Murder, clarification on the pay-per-view. It's being taped this Friday, but it doesn't actually start airing. Is that right?
Yeah, to the 22nd, to the 26th.
Okay.
It's taping a whole bunch of shit, so, yeah. So, Trent, you need to buy it.
I need to buy it? Is it on a Saturday?
You can. It's on the 26th. It'll be running all month after that, so you can catch the replay.
I don't know.
You don't know what?
Well, from what you described, it sounds like it's going to be a little scary.
Man, come on. Let your nuts drop, man. This is what I've been wanting. If y'all remember when we first started this shit, I was like, man, the world needs another ECW. The world needs some crazy shit. Wrestling needs some crazy shit. Ta-da, the crazy shit is here, and guess what? I'm there. Probably one of the craziest motherfuckers you'll ever know is right there in the UWF. And real talk, they called me today and told me I have the green light to do anything I want to. My imagination is the only thing that's stopping me. That's what they told me. So
that's scary.
I went to Dollar General and bought a pack of toothbrushes, and I started sharpening the edges, the bottoms of them, the handles.
Oh.
Yeah.
For what?
Yeah. For what? To stab a motherfucker.
Oh, well, I don't know these kind of things.
Oh, and now that since we're talking about it, the nigga moment will happen this Friday, Larry. I promise you, it's going down. Y'all look for it, because I will have the iPhone charged, and anything crazy goes down, it will be posted as soon as it happens.
Well, I don't want to be a bucket of ice water, but are you aware on the 26th there's also a UFC event the same night?
I'm going to tell you this like this. I don't give a shit. You know why? Because I'm already fucked. I'll already be paid for it.
But you want it to continue, don't you? It will continue.
Yeah, but if it's going to be shown on replays, it really hardly matters.
Thank you.
I know. I get that.
You just want to be a little bitch right now because you're working and me and Larry coached up. Me and Larry chilling and you out there grinding right now. And
don't
I'm looking
bother
at,
me.
I'm looking at panties right now, and damn, my girl got a fat ass. I just want to let y'all know that. But
thank you for sharing.
Thank you for sharing that.
I just want to let y'all know. But I mean, like I said, I'm getting paid for it. the show's going to air. They're going to be running it on the 26th or whenever, and then there'll be another one because I think we're, like, taping three episodes or whatever that week, this weekend.
Who are you wrestling against?
I have no opponent. I know is you just be ready because they gave me, like I said, they gave me the green light to do whatever I want to. I've been on UrbanWrestlingFederation.com looking at everybody, and I picked the target. You know what I mean? I picked the target, and that target will get cut up. I'm telling you, man, I talked to somebody since I can't carry what I want to carry through, you know, the TSA people because, you know, the shit that I might carry might get me on the no-fly zone, might get me deported to fucking whatever. I might become a terrorist or something. So I called one of my people in the Rotten Apple, and I gave him my grocery list of things. I'll let you know, I'm going to hit somebody in the head with a 40. I'm going to drink half the 40 first, and then I'm going to smash it in somebody's face.
So are you a fan of malt liquor?
Yes, I am a fan of malt liquor.
Really?
Are you?
No, that's too strong.
See? That's the pussy answer. It's too strong.
How about you, Larry? You like malt liquor?
No. I prefer Sierra Nevada myself or Spaten.
Okay.
I'm not
much
for the malt liquors.
Man, y'all get y'all a can of Coke 45, I swear to God. Y'all will have the time of y'all's life. You get you a 40 of Coke 45 and chase it with two Hennessy's and Cokes, you will be good.
Like, if I had a Coke 45, I'd want, like, a Swisher Sweet cigar with it is what I want with it.
A normal Swisher Sweet? Or
A normal Swisher Sweet, yes.
Okay, well, I'll get you one then. I got a
normal
right
one?
Now. I got a pack
right
normal? Now. Yes, they're great. They're great flavors.
Okay, well, I like a cherry.
Well,
grape's okay.
I'm going to bring this nonsense to a conclusion here because we do have a caller on the line.
We're just eating up time.
Okay.
We're joined now by, I'm hoping, this is Ohio Valley Wrestling star Paradise.
First time caller, long time listener.
Okay.
Paradise,
how
are you?
How are you guys doing?
Good, man, good.
Thank you for having me on the program.
Thank you for doing it.
What's good, Paradise? They just schooled me on, you know, what you got going on and stuff. And I'm going to have to say that once I get off here, I'm going to go to the old YouTube and see what I can pull up on you.
Check it out. YouTube.com/Kingdom of Paradise. That's my YouTube page. Or OVWrestling.com. Our show's streaming every week. Facebook at OV Wrestling.
I'm going to check it out. If Larry says you're good and I need to see it, I got to see it.
Thank you, Murder One. I appreciate that.
No problem, my dude.
Hey, I like 40s and it's not too strong. Malt liquor.
You let
Lando Calrissian up in this mother. Oh.
Get your Billy D on.
So what's going on, guys?
Hey, Trent, you're
Hello?
Mr. OVW. Kick off this
Trent.
Interview.
Very nice
All
to
right,
meet you for the first time.
Nice to meet you, too. As you know, I'm a longtime admirer of your work, and gosh, what a thrill to finally talk to you. And Larry, have you got it queued up? Could you give Paradise and Ohio Valley Wrestling a hand, Larry? That would be appropriate, would it not? Maybe not.
Say what?
Hello?
Larry?
Hello?
Well, since Larry's gone, I'll take over. What was the question?
I just wanted Larry to cheer up the applause for Ohio Valley Wrestling in Paradise, which I said Paradise. OVW right now I think is the hottest indie going in the country. You guys got it going on right now. My God.
Thank you so much, man. We are busting butt to make the best possible product we can each and every week for growing our fan base here and trying to grow it internationally. A lot of big things going on, and we're just trying our best to make the best possible product we can.
Well, I don't usually ask this question, Paradise, but could you tell me how you got your start in professional wrestling? I'm curious about your background.
I actually started in Richmond, Virginia. I was in college, and me and a bunch of college kids ran a promotion called Richmond Lucha Libre. And I was the kamikaze kid there, and we ran a pop culture promotion down there, catered to 18 to 35, 65% females, and ran at a bar, beat everybody's bar their bar receipts every single time we ran, and that's how I really got my start and decided to come to Louisville and try to make a difference, try to make a name for myself down here at in my opinion, one of the most prestigious, not only promotions, but schools in the country, or the world, for that matter.
Now, was it like a big shock and a big switch when you started training at OVW compared to what you were doing in Virginia?
Man, I tell you what, it really was. But I was expecting it, but it, you know, it's always a shock. It definitely was a culture shock, for sure. But I had known people who'd been down here before and who'd been around before, but... you know, it takes a month or two, but you start to, once you get your feet in the water, you know, it's so much different than anything. We were running our own thing down there, so down here to be completely, have a promotion completely produced, and we were just here trying to get any exposure, and luckily me and my partner, Susio, at the time, we were totally awesome. That was our old tag team name, and when WWE was still here, Al Snow gave us a chance to actually be on TV while the contract guys were still here. So I owe him indefinitely for that.
Yeah, I know you came in as Kamikaze Kid. Now, I've just been in Louisville about 18 months myself, so I kind of started following it late. I knew about it, but as far as going and following was later. Now, how did the Paradise character come about? I've heard that was like a Rip Rogers idea. Can you tell me the revolution from, or the evolution, excuse me, from Kamikaze Kid to Paradise?
It was not a Rip Rogers idea.
Oh, okay.
However, Rip Rogers was my trainer, and I owe same thing as I said about Al, multitudes to him and Danny Davis. He's definitely one of my mentors and one of my favorites of all time. But Paradise, I feel like Paradise is just a little. Paradise is kind of how I feel when I'm walking around, but I have to wear normal clothes to the mall.
Well, see, I always figured it was kind of inspired by Adrian Street with a twist, or am I like way off base on that?
Yeah, man, I've seen a lot of everything, and there are a lot of different characters in wrestling, but Paradise was just kind of its own thing, like. You can see, like, little shades of all kinds of stuff in anybody you look at, you know what I mean? Anybody can be inspired or pulled off of anybody, but Paradise is a personality. It just kind of evolved from itself. I never tried to pull from anyone else's stuff, material or anything like that. It kind of came out like that. I kind of vomited it.
Really?
That's what came. It kind of came from the gut, and I feel like a lot of people have been saying it's gained a lot of traction and it's done a lot better for me than the Kamikaze Kid, and I think that's because I'm more comfortable doing it. I'm more comfortable, it's more fun, and it's easier to be that loud, that flamboyant, and that, you know, that fun, I feel like.
I mean, is it kind of like embracing your feminine side or something like that? Is that kind of how you see it, or
I don't know. I tell you what, because he has an ass-kicking streak, too. If you saw the Saturday Night Special, I took Fang out in the stab of a finger. He's a great competitor, you know. But, no, he has, like, an ass-kicking side, but it just evolved. Because originally I was seen more as a heel, I guess. I was more of a villain. Because people didn't like the gay walking around kissing Rudy Switchblade and things like that. They didn't like that. I guess my trunks were a little too short, and that kind of riled people up. But after a while, they started kind of to take to it. I didn't change how I acted. They changed their opinion of me.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, people, I'm going to tell you, Paradise, people, in the crowd just sit there and marvel. You are just such a excellent performer and just great charisma. And you're just so, I don't want to use over the top, but I guess over the top is the word for the character. I mean, was it hard at first to do that character balls to the wall like that, or is it just kind of natural for you? It's just such a.
I think there's a learning curve for everything, for sure. But truthfully, it was more easy just to give it everything, you know, full throttle, full acceleration, pedal to the metal, than it is to hold back for me. So truthfully, it was easier. I felt when I first came here as a kamikaze kid, I was kind of just long hair, baby face, kind of got a goatee, nothing really special, colorful tights. But you know, you get behind him if you needed to. Just if you liked the guy, like a lot of our fans, we make sure to talk to a lot of our fans as much as we can because they're the reason we're here, and a lot of the fans like the wrestlers personally. This is a hometown promotion, you know what I mean? But I don't think there was much to it. There wasn't much to him. And I think Paradise was like, well, after WWE was, after our main contact, we still have contact with them. As you know, people are still getting signed out of here. We still have tryouts. We're still, you know, the office still, somebody's watching the product. But after they left, it's kind of, we needed to create stars. So slots were opened up, and it was kind of up for grabs. So it was kind of whoever stepped up, that was who was going to, and whatever worked, whatever stuck to the wall, kind of. And Paradise was one of the things that stuck to the wall. So.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, you know, like in the days following when WWE deal left OVW, was that, do you consider that, you just said what stuck to the wall, guys stepped up, was that kind of a dark period? I mean, were there times then when you guys thought the end could come? Because Danny Davis has mentioned that one time it could close, but now you guys have made this really fairly spectacular comeback. I mean, you know, pretty very impressive, actually. So,
well, it kind of went from, as far as, you know, when the program was here, there was a certain shine on the product, no matter if it was good, if it was bad, or what was going on in it. There was always an air of superiority because no matter what, people were definitely getting signed out of here. You know, the talent scouts were always here. So there was always that air of whatever. There was always, even if something wasn't so good, there was always that confidence because, well, this is where you can go to do this, and this is where everybody wants to be. And once they left, I guess it was a moment of, well, what do we do now? But you know, there were a core of guys here that they were, you know, I mean, these guys are superstars. These guys, they're the guys, a lot of the guys on our roster right now, we have stars that should be signed somewhere, that should or will be soon be on television, in my opinion. And I hope, and you know, whoever's listening to this, and you guys too, I hope, in their opinion, you got guys like Jamin Olivencia. You got Cliff Compton, who came back. You have Muhammad Ali Baez. You had, they just signed Ryan Nemeth. Ryan Nemeth's up there now, and, you know, he made his mark in the short time he was here. Asher Knight came back after being signed. There's so much talent here. Lowrider Matt Barella. He got his shot, and now he's on TNA now.
Absolutely.
And, you know, people are watching. People are paying attention. Al Snow's back right now, and he's an agent at TNA. So, Adam Revolver, Ted McNaylor, and those guys are phenomenal tag team wrestlers. Susio, and, guy, you know, the list kind of goes on and on, but people who stepped up to the plate, and I'm not going to lie, we have to bust ass. we're too proud to let that go because we believe in what we're doing. I'm not embarrassed. A lot of indie shows, you see guys, and sometimes they're kind of embarrassed to invite their friend or their girlfriend or whatever to the show because it's silly.
Yes.
We're proud to present our product to anybody. If we go out to the bars, we're proud to tell people about what we do and what we're a part of, and the shows we do and the Saturday Night Special. We're proud. We're proud to represent where we are.
That's absolutely right. Because when I first started going to OVW, you guys weren't drawing like what you are now. But what stuck out to me was just guys like you and Mike Mondo and Jamin and just the performances. And you guys had the bodies and you guys have the gear and you guys had the storylines. I'm like, man, these guys are just giving everything.
Oh, yes.
I forgot, real quick,
let me interrupt you. I had a brain fart. I forgot to mention Mike Mondo, who, in my opinion, is one of the top five professional wrestlers in the world, bar none.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, he's got, you know, I guess what would hold some of you guys back would be your size, but for Christ's sakes, Vince McMahon, take some of these guys and do something with them, because, you know, guys like you are, you guys have a lot more, what's sad is you guys like you have so much more polish than the guys that are on TV and WWE now. It's ridiculous.
I thank you for that compliment.
You know? Yeah.
We work hard, and I thank you for that compliment, for sure.
It's just you guys can contribute. Now, I have to ask you, Paradise, for the lady fans of OVW, several have commented on your makeup applying skills, and they've actually asked, is that theatrical makeup you use, and how do you apply that? Because they tell me your makeup coverage is actually spectacular.
Oh, it is. I also design all of my own gear. Everything you see on me is custom made, designed by me, and I definitely do my own makeup. It's not theatrical makeup. It's straight up makeup. Sometimes it changes, but it's applied by me.
So you do it.
I used to have some of the divas do my hair, but now I can do that too.
Wow. Go ahead.
You do your makeup so good that the girls thought you was using like high dollar Michael Bay high definition makeup.
Yep. The girls want me to do their makeup now.
Man, you could just take that on the road, dude.
Show makeup appliance.
Yeah. When you go to a town and for your booking, you can just say, hey, put it on your Facebook. I'll be doing makeup from fucking 12 to 4.
Paradise and face space.
Yeah, get at me, bitches, and then you do the purple thing. Well, you got it. I'll be your manager. I'll get you out there.
I like that. Let's make this happen.
Let's do it. You heard it here first.
You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah, and Paradise, I was going to ask you about your outfits, too. I mean, you must have a lot of out-of-pocket expense. You have so many different outfits. And what was the one with all the wires hanging off? What was that thing?
That was a custom piece, LED. LED lights hanging off of a fur shrug.
Yes.
a bunch of different animal skins. That one.
Wow.
I don't know what to call it. I guess it would be the Starry Night collection. I guess maybe.
I mean, but you guys can't be making a lot of money there. I mean, do you have a lot of out of pocket expense to do that character?
Well, there's money to be made here. I'm not going to speak much on that, but as far as the outfits and things like that, guys, our company doesn't pay for our gear, so we have to take care of that ourselves.
Yeah.
Hey, man, but I figure you only feel as good as you look, and if I wasn't confident out there in something that I believe that what I go out there and what Paradise is presenting needs to look a certain way, and our goal is to be popular. Our goal is to make some money. Our goal is to entertain the fans and provide a good product. That's the one. You know, you can't short them on that.
Absolutely.
You got a great headlock, but you're wearing a pair of tights that says someone else's name on them with some barbed wire on it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Part of the presentation.
You mentioned Ryan Nemeth, and, of course, he wasn't there very long, and that was your tag team partner, the Odd Couple, so to speak, Paradise and Ryan Nemeth, OVW Southern Tag Team Champions. Now, I don't ask this question to cause trouble, but, like, is there any type of resentment when a guy's there such a short time and gets signed, or is it more like, man, this is great, go boy, kind of an attitude when somebody gets signed?
No, this is great, man. I tell you what, man, we have one of the best locker rooms you could ask for. everybody's so supportive of everybody's endeavors. Everybody was so happy when Lowrider got signed. Everybody's so happy when Nemeth got signed. Everybody's happy when Beefy got Brad Maddox reality show.
Right.
Yeah, when he got signed. Yeah. We have a really great locker room because the difference between this isn't a knock on anybody else, but one of the differences between OVW and other promotions is we are working to make our show better. And because of how we were brought up in here when WWE was here, when the show was being run, you know, by people that had exact things, like certain people couldn't be in the back because they weren't contracted, you know, things like that. We were brought up with a certain level of understanding of how to do business. And, somebody getting hired, how is that bad business for us? Especially the last three people, you know, three of the last people who were signed to WWE were all people I worked with.
Yeah.
Asher Knight, Beef Wellington, Ryan Nemeth.
Yeah.
So how is that bad business? I couldn't be happier for those guys. And if they get it early, great. And, you know, I'm just waiting for a lot of the rest of us to make it to that next level. But right now, I want to turn heads and we want to make an explosion here in Louisville. We want people to hear it.
Right. Well, have you got pretty legit high hopes of being signed yourself, or how do you see it for your own character?
As far as myself, I feel like I have a lot of traction. I feel like I have a lot of things, and everybody has things they need to work on. And, you know, that's, you know, at some point, Murder One, I'm sure we'll agree with this. At some point, if you're around long enough, if you're the cream rises to the top, if you're around long enough, if you're good enough, you will get a shot. You might only get one, though, so you better be over-prepared. And us, at OVW, a lot of the people here, we're over-prepared. We work TV every week, episodic.
Right.
We work house shows every weekend. We practice every, you know, whatever. We're well-versed in the backstage and in the ring. As far as speaking for myself, I can work behind the camera. I can work in front of the camera. I can work in the control room. I can work I can do any of the jobs anybody can do except for the big show or Great Khali. So we're over. In one word, or two words actually, we are over prepared for any opportunity that comes at us.
That's how you have to be, man.
We are hungry, man. We're hungry down here, man. Nobody's feeding us. We're hungry.
Hey, Larry,
are you
there?
Huh? That hunger doesn't lie to a person, boy.
give me some
room. Are you there, Larry Goodman?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
where the hell did you go?
Go ahead, Larry. Take over for a little bit.
Paradise, first, let me just say that I got exposed to... Well, I was an OVW fan for a long time, but I drifted away from it, and then Trent sort of turned me back onto it about a year or so ago, and I thought it was a good product, but where you guys were then, and you yourself, where you were then to where you are now, it just seems like it's everything about it has improved tremendously from that point till you guys are on such a roll right now. Right now, it's my favorite hour of wrestling television. I'd rather watch OVW than anything else at this point.
Me too, me too.
Thank you so much, man, really.
I mean, the feeling I get watching it is that everyone there is really into what they're doing. Could you speak to that part of it?
I was saying earlier, man, we care. We care about presenting a product that everyone can enjoy. It's family-friendly, in my opinion, though. It's smart enough for grown-ups. It's cutting-edge enough for grown-ups. I believe that the fans are educated that we don't necessarily have to explode a table every second to do something, but I feel like the product is entertaining. I feel like a lot of our personalities are entertaining, and everyone kind of is united to make the best possible product that we can. Everybody's on board, and we care about the community. We're doing a lot of great things with charities and things like that. Like, we're working with Corsairs. We're doing a big show for the Crusade for Children. We went down to the We went down to the rehabilitation hospital and did some stuff over there, working for the Wings Clinic. It's a AIDS clinic. I went and did a derby event with them and all kinds of stuff. We're doing running shows for the Gildas Club, which is a great organization. We're just doing our best to help the community as much as we can too, because without the community, we don't exist. And,
well, it's a real throwback for a promotion to be, you know, a real part of the community and be part of Louisville. I mean, you did that, the fundraising for the Zwicker family, as you mentioned, the event you did with the Wings. And I did want to ask you about the getting the spots on the local television leading into the last Saturday Night Special, how that came about.
To be honest, as you know, Gilbert Corsi is actually an anchor over at the Fox mm-hmm. one, but the spots on the rest of the TV shows, you know, he only works at Fox. They approached us about they had heard about it, seen us in the we have a paper called The Velocity here, for anybody that doesn't know, kind of like the alternative. It's the free paper you pick up when you're at Starbucks or whatever, and they started coming to the shows, taking photos, and the Times Dispatch or the Courier Journal took photos, and we're on the Louisville.com, blah, 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 and started to create a little bit of a buzz, I guess, and also they contacted us about coming onto the show. So they wanted to mix it up a little bit. I think people in general, people who haven't seen it for either seen it for a long time or never seen this level, like a what people see as an independent level, they don't necessarily get what it is. So
yeah.
When we came on Wave 3, they weren't really expecting, they didn't know what to expect, really. And after we did our segment, everybody's sitting there, their eyes are wide open about, number one, how professional we were, number two, how overprepared we were, number three, how fun and funny and entertaining it actually was. And they were like, man, we'd love to have you guys back, and they were just surprised at our profession. You know, I don't know what people think. I guess they think it's a bunch of dumb meatheads or something like that, which I can't necessarily argue because we might act like that in the ring a lot of the times. But they really enjoyed it, and they were surprised by our professionalism. I'm talking to the producer. I'm asking her when to give me times and things like that, and she's like, what? She's used to dealing with the guy who invented cookies and cream ice cream. You know what I mean?
I wanted to switch gears for a second and ask you about how involved are you personally in the storyline development for OVW?
There's a lot of different leadership here in OVW. So I'd like to leave that kind of out of it. I don't know necessarily who's involved in that, and I don't think, you know what I mean? I don't know if that's pertinent.
I was particularly curious about the your teaming with Nemeth and how all that played out, how much role you had and how that played out in the story of that.
I tell you what, me and Ryan Nemeth were, when he came here, we were good friends right away. So we kind of just brought what we did at the mall into the ring. And that was at the time when Jim Cornette was around also, and he saw, like, you know, ideas come around in the weirdest ways. People don't understand that. People think it's, you know, some guy at a desk writing a month's worth of television ideas. But it's really more like we're walking by doing a joke scene, and Jim Cornette catches an eye of that, and he goes, this should be on TV. So things like that happen a lot. I'm sure Murder One will vouch for that.
Oh man, some of the best things that happen in wrestling are like when the boys are just bullshitting around, and then you know, that's some of the best ideas come from that. Larry, you'd be surprised.
I bet I would.
That that you've seen and wrote about that had just happened like 10 minutes before the match or, you know, 5 minutes before that promo, you know what I'm saying?
Or in the ring.
Yeah.
And that's another thing I'd like to speak to, too, quickly. At OVW, like a lot of other things, even though our show is formatted and things of that nature, we're also overprepared for a lot of eventualities. And some the things you see on the show aren't necessarily scripted.
Exactly.
Some of those are not scripted. We don't receive scripts for the things. And things change. Things change on a dime. So sometimes you really don't know what's going to happen. Sometimes we don't know what's going to happen. Danny Davis will just run out of the curtain. you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's that unplannedness. I love that. The unpredictability of the shit we do. You know what I mean?
I hear about people that have scripts and things like that, and it's nothing against them. Movies have scripts, and I love movies too. But just like in Louisville, it's unpredictable right now. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen next.
Yeah,
and a lot of times, the guys in the back have no idea what's going to happen next.
Over-scripting is one of the things that's just hurt pro wrestling so bad, is taking away that spontaneity, taking away the creativity of the moment.
Absolutely. I mean, you see things, you might plan a month-long, they try to plan a month-long thing, but it doesn't work. Well, you should switch gears. You know, like it was like gears would really be switched if that's what was happening. If this was a business, the gears would be switched. If the McChicken's not selling, start selling that McDouble. McDouble's working, get rid of the chicken McChicken.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you too, sitting in the crowd at the Davis Arena, OVW is one of the very few indies I've ever seen where people actually sit there and talk about the different stories and wonder what's going to happen next. So you guys really do a good job of keeping your stuff moving, keeping people wondering what's going to come next. We have no idea what's going to come next, and it's great.
Man, I appreciate that so much, and that's so nice to hear from you guys. We work towards that. Like I said it earlier, we're working towards making the best possible product that we can, and there's not a lot of ego involved. I mean, you can tell by guys coming back like Cliff Compton, things of that nature. Like, he didn't come back because he needed the money. He came back because he loves this place. He loves Danny, and he wanted to give back. He didn't need the money to come and work here. He did it to help this place, because this place means a lot to a lot of people, especially in the business.
I'm sorry, Larry, go ahead.
No, that's fine. Obviously, at this point, Paradise, you've spent a fair amount of time around Danny Davis and Jim Cornette. Could you give us your thumbnail sketch from your perspective of those two guys?
I tell you, Danny Davis, to a lot of the guys, is like a father to a lot of guys. He's a figurehead. He is crazy. like everybody in this business, he's nutty, but he's very smart guy, and also he cares about all of us except for Mike Mondo, of course. But Mondo Nightmare Tour 2011 rolls on, but he cares about his performers. He cares about the people. He cares about the community. Jim Cornette is one of the smartest men I've ever met. Both him and Rip Rogers are two of the smartest guys I've ever met in this business, in the ring or out of the ring. Cornette, of course, eccentric, wild. You don't know what he's going to do next, ever, whether it's, you know, whether he's in the ring or whether it's in the back. But those two guys are two of the smartest guys, and two of my favorite. You know, all three together, three of my favorite people in my life.
It seems like it's strange, and this is no knock on Cornette, but it seems like OVW has like gotten hotter and blown up since he's left here recently. It's kind of strange.
I tell you, I don't have any explanation. I have no explanation for that. I have no explanation for that. I would say he gave us a running start.
Yes.
Morale wise that we didn't have before, and gave us a launch pad to do what we're doing. And, you know, you never know how things are going to turn out or what's going to happen next or whatever, but he gave us that ramp. I feel like we needed morale-wise, business-wise. I know that everyone in the back is better today than they were before Cornette came in, working with them that closely. Everybody, every single person.
Go ahead, Larry.
No, I was just the two storylines, the two of the major storylines you got going now with everything with Mondo, Compton, and the title. I mean, and putting the belt on Elvis Pridemore winding up with the title. I mean, that whole storyline has been brilliant. As to me, has been the whole one with Elevencia, Switchblade, and Vaez. I mean, it's just really great storytelling in pro wrestling, which you just don't see that much.
Well, I appreciate that. I know that Olivencia was the fan favorite, and then Rudy has a point. Rudy's not a villain. Rudy has a point of view, and it depends.
Yeah.
It depends who agrees with who. It's like Team Switchblade and Team Olivencia. You got half the crowd chanting for whoever. You had half the crowd booing for Jamin last week. They chose a side. They're choosing sides here.
Well, Paradise, let me ask you, because you feuded with Switchblade for several months. Do you think he's got a dark side to him?
He absolutely does, but I tell you, I don't think he's not evil. He's not, he's got a killer instinct, but he's not an a-hole. But I think he's finally sick of people taking advantage of him. I think he's finally sick of Olivencia, you know, Switchblade got confused by, distracted by Ali. Olivencia took the win, didn't care about it. Everybody cheered.
Yeah.
Rudy did the same thing. Jamin is upset about it. Rudy was just standing up for himself, and that's his point of view.
Yes.
So why is it okay if Jamin does it but not Rudy? And why is it okay if Rudy does it but not Jamin? So I think it's going to come down to whose point of view they agree with. It's like a gang war.
Boy. Well,
I don't think anybody's evil. I think these guys just want their time.
I did want to ask you too about your pairing with CJ Lane. Do you think it worked? When it first happened, I kind of went back to like the Adrian Street thing, and that was kind of your version of Miss Linda or whatever y'all based on that.
I think CJ is a bruiser, and I think our pairing worked out. I mean, it didn't win me any titles, so I guess it only worked so well. But I think it created a niche interest in what was going on with me at the time, for sure. Because I thought the dichotomy was so funny. I'm the only man that's girly enough for her to want. She's the only girl who's man enough, you know, and none of us, neither of the people are admitting necessarily that they just like the same sex. Or do they?
Right.
I don't know. After all, she was a girl, and Paradise is a guy, so I don't know. It's kind of it's kind of up to the audience again.
that's a good point. Yeah, I did want to ask, too, just in general about Ohio Valley Wrestling. It seems that you guys don't do a lot of interviews and are pretty secretive. Is there a reason for that or what?
Don't do a lot of interviews, like online interviews and things of that nature?
Yeah, right.
I think that I like it when my uncle used to do that trick where he held his hand and pretended like he was taking off the end of his thumb. You know
right.
what I'm talking about?
Okay.
I like that. And there's really no way for me to prove, unless I'm literally pulling his hands apart to show that he's whatever. I like that trick. And I like to believe that he's really taking his thumb off for a minute. because I think it's fun.
Yeah.
And I think it's more fun that way. I think a sports presentation is more fun. I think some people call it suspending disbelief. I don't know. I think it's real. You know what I mean? I think it's more fun. You know?
Right.
They don't stop and during a movie they don't stop and cut interviews about how it wasn't really him and it was a stunt guy in CG. I think it's more fun, and I think fans think it's more fun. And in general.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I'm not talking down to anybody, and I'm not trying to trick anybody, and I think the fans these days especially are, you know, as smart as, you know, fans these days, they know everything. They know stuff before we know it. You know, I might have the guy on speed dial that just, like, something happened to, but it's on the internet before I even knew about it. So I'm not talking down to them, but I do believe, why not? We think it's fun this way, and I hope the fans think the same way. And I just want everybody to know we're not trying to trick anybody, and we're not trying to talk down to anybody. But in my opinion, I think it was meant to be that way. It's a sports presentation.
Yeah.
It's just the craziest sport where all this weird stuff happens.
Well, as far as Paradise right now, Paradise, you appear to be a little bit in limbo. I guess you won your feud with Rafael Constantine. Where does Paradise go from here?
There's a lot of places for Paradise to go. I had won the Southern Tag Team titles with Ryan,
right?
And I have won the television title. And, you know, my next goal, like anybody else, is to be the heavyweight champion, and that's what I came here to do when I was just a student pulling up, when I pull up in my car, and Joey Matthews and John Morrison are here, and I have to pull up and walk into the building while they're snickering at me. But my goal was to come here and be the world champ. Nobody thought I was going to be tag team champions. Did that. Nobody thought I was going to be TV champion. Did that. Nobody thought I was ever going to work a main event in my life. Did that. And now the next goal is the last movement upward. I want to prove to everybody I want to be on that list. With that list great names.
Well, if Elvis Pridemore can be the champion, surely a god you can. I'll say that.
Man, I tell you what though, Elvis Pridemore, you know, his name's on the list. I don't know necessarily if he can be the champion. I would not want to win it that way. I don't think anybody would want to win it that way. My question for everybody is, what is Elvis going to be like this Wednesday night at Davis Arena? What is Elvis going to be like on Saturday? I haven't seen him since then. I want to know whether he's let this thing go to his head, or whether he's the same dumb bumpkin that he was before, or whether he let this thing go to his head and he's the same dumb bumpkin that he was before.
Well, it's like I said in my report, the only one not shocked in the building that he won appeared to be him. He acted like it was natural. So it was,
I think Elvis just walks around existing.
Yeah.
I don't know if he knows where he is. I don't even know if he knows that he's a wrestler. I think maybe he just thought this was his house or something. Or like he was walking into a convenience store and maybe Julie over the concession saying gave him a soda pop. He gave her $1.25. He just thought he walked into the wrong Walmart. I don't know. All I know is we do have a wellness policy here, and I don't know what will happen if they get Elvis.
Yeah, making this new
challenge.
Yeah,
I don't know what that guy's on.
What'd you say, Mark?
Jagged little pills.
I said he's making this dude sound like he hangs out with Chicken Head.
It would be a natural. It would be, yeah. Elvis and Chicken Head would be a natural, absolutely.
Now, the one thing I do know also is Elvis is a rapper. I don't know if anybody knew that.
Well, I knew that.
What?
Yeah.
He's a hillbilly thug, and he has his own rap album. We saw it's on sale at all of our events. Hillbilly Thug, Elvis Pridemore. And I tell you what, he walks around like a hillbilly zombie, but I'll be damned if that thing isn't that bad.
Oh man, I got
murder. I'm like, murder, you gotta try it.
I gotta hear it, man. I gotta hear it.
You have to hear this LP.
Yeah, I got to peep that for real.
Hey, Paradise, I wanted to ask you about Mondo Selena Gordo. I'm kind of surprised it's coming back. You worked the first show as a tag team called the Glory Holes.
Yes. Yes.
What was your take on Mondo Selena Gordo?
What was what?
You just popped murder with that one.
Oh man!
And we took on the Cleveland. We took on the Cleveland Steamers. So they were tough.
Oh, y'all just
the competition
sense.
Was hot and heavy.
Of course.
I'm sorry. What was the question about that? What was the question?
Phone. I'm going to get this. I'm going to look at this OVW.
I'm sorry. What was the question on that?
Trent, what was the question? Larry? Is it just me and you, yeah. Paradise?
I'm like, I guess it's just me and you. Don't
oh,
turn
shit.
Around. Don't turn around.
Well, fuck. I mean, so let's see. What can I ask? To date, what has been your most memorable match that you've had to date in OVW?
Man, in my honestly. We're creating awesome new memories every week and every month at our specials. Some milestones that stick out to me. The first time me and my partner Susio, his name's Dynamite Silvio now. He changed his name because he's an asshole. And we won the tag team titles for the first time on Thanksgiving here at Davis Arena about 08. And my leap off the top of the cage. And at OVW, we don't have that 10-foot cage. We have a 20-foot high cage. So, or 18 to 20 feet tall. So when we beat Scott Cardinal and Dirty Money for those titles, that was a huge milestone. Any of these Saturday night specials we've been wrestling, I had a one-on-one match with Ryan Nemeth. I had a couple tag team matches with him that just stick out. I mean, we're creating new memories every week, and everybody talks about maybe like that was my best thing ever. But we're growing every week, like in our craft and in everything else. So in my opinion, it's hard for me to pick out the thing because the further away we get from something, the less we like it because we're growing. You know what I'm saying?
Growth is a good thing, too. I mean, it sounds everything that y'all are doing, it sounds like everything that y'all are doing is coming up positive, you know what I'm saying? I mean, from like Larry has been telling me that y'all's crowd has grown, you know what I'm saying? Like you've been saying, a lot of people around you, more people have taken notice and is actually getting your stuff out there and the word's getting out. So y'all are building quite the buzz. So now my next question is, how soon you think it'll be before you get called up?
I have no answer for that because I have no idea how, like, I've talked to people in places, but sometimes it's all, you know, man, it's all about timing.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's your time and sometimes it's not. And, you know, anything can happen for anybody at any time, place. Circumstance. That's it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because so, like I said, if it's jumping like everybody says it is, in the affiliation that you've had with the WWE in the past, you know they're watching.
We have. I mean, we still have. It's not a. They would sue us if I said it's an official relationship. But we're in contact with people. So I mean,
yeah.
it's definitely a positive situation for everybody involved. I mean, people are still getting signed to the other companies here and and, you know, we're building this thing into its own entity, you know what I mean? And whether you're going to ROH, TNA, WWE, we want OVW. We want OVW to be, whether we go some, whether a talent goes somewhere else or not, we want OVW spoken in the same breath with those, with those, with those companies.
That's good. So it sounds like
to the casual onlooker,
it seems like the new jump-off point, if you, you know, to get noticed.
Yeah, I mean, man, and we are bringing in fresh faces. We are rotating. We have fresh faces each and every week. New talent, talent from not from around here. We got people from England, Australia. We have our guys are going on tour to different countries and things like that. And you know, it's a great time. It's a great time to be here. It's a great time to be a part of it. And it's a great time to be a fan, in my opinion. From what I've been hearing and from, you know, from what we're producing. So it's definitely exciting. It's popping down here.
Well, everything from what I'm hearing, you know what I'm saying, it's like I'm gonna have to go and catch up on all this so I can, you know, be brought up to speed, because it, like I said, it sounds like it's something really hot, you know what I'm saying? It's not,
yeah.
I mean, I haven't watched it since like the days that Randy Orton was there, you know what I'm saying? I haven't watched it
right.
since like then.
And I mean, and there was a lot of great stuff and a lot of great stars that came out of here. And our goal is to keep that tradition, keep that going. We're creating new stars. We're creating new stars every week. And our goal is to create superstars and
yeah.
create people, create performers that can go anywhere and do anything and be overprepared and just blow people away.
And that way your card will be stacked from top to bottom.
Absolutely,
you know what I'm saying?
Man.
The way you're talking, everybody's a draw. You know what I'm saying? No
that's,
matter
that's,
where you
I mean, that's
on
the
card,
goal.
Where you, no matter where you at on the card, you know what I'm saying? You're there for a reason.
I was in the opening match of the Saturday Night Special that we sold out last month, and I was the first match. But we want all of our stars to be a draw, and I mean that's everybody. Some guys lose, some guys win, but in my opinion, everybody should have a niche place in the fans' opinions,
exactly,
fans' hearts, if you will.
If you will. In public, if
you're
you
doing,
will.
You're doing a good job of that in terms of everybody has a part to play and has an interesting story going. No one's just randomly thrown out there on television. And you know when you get that buzz going, like where there's a Ryan Nemeth is getting signed, a Matt Burrell is getting signed, then naturally talent wants to come to OPW when they see
they
that.
They do, and we're bringing in fresh faces every single week this Wednesday. We're going to feature a guy named John Miller, who is from, he just took place in this reality show, Love Games 2, on the Oxygen Network. And he is from New Albany, Indiana, which is right across the bridge from Louisville. And we're bringing him, he'll be here this Wednesday at our television taping, which is exciting. He's a good looking guy. He's a talented, smart guy, and we're bringing in fresh faces, and you don't know who you're going to see here. I mean, Al Snow popped up out of nowhere. Like 3 weeks ago, so we'll see what's going to happen this week. My question is, Al Snow's taking on Mondo in London, Kentucky, which will be this Saturday, I believe. I don't have the stuff in front of me.
June 4th.
As part of the Mondo Nightmare Tour, which Danny Davis will be the special guest referee. My question is, what's going to happen this week at TV? Is Mondo going to try to shut this down? Because he's been an a-hole this entire time about this whole situation. How is this thing going to play out? And then how is that going to play out at the Saturday Night Special, which is going to be on the 11th? So there's a lot of unanswered questions. I don't even know how many matches are signed for the Saturday Night Special, because the office is in chaos. Nobody knows what the hell's going on. And it's Mike Mondo running slipshod at the back, and Danny Davis trying to control this thing, but he's not, at the same time as trying to take care of Mondo, he's neglecting the other thing, so we don't even have a title match necessarily signed for the special. So I don't know what's going on.
Well, Mondo has Pride more at TV, right? Doesn't he get is this where he gets his title shot?
I believe this week there will be a rematch, but like I said, things change on a dime. Contractually, yes, it should be that. But contractually, you know, Cliff Compton wasn't supposed to face Elvis Pride more, but Mondo tricked Danny into it. So.
Hey, you know, as far as we've talked about, you know, the possibilities of you getting signed and when that may come about, what do you think you need to improve in your game to get to the next level?
Everything. We are, as performers in this sport or business or whatever you want to call it, house show, practice, TV, pay-per-view, whatever, you know, tryout match, whatever it is, we're learning something every time we go out there and times when we're not going out there. So it's whether it's in the gym, in the ring, in the back, in the control room, wherever it is, everything needs to be constantly improving, because when you're at a, if you can get to a level where nobody can say anything, you know what I mean? That's the goal is to get to a level where the cream is so pure that no one can take you off the top. You know what I mean? Mm. So constant improvement over everything. Nobody's perfect, and nobody's at the top of, they might be at the top of their game to that time, but nobody should be satisfied with where they're at.
I just had one more question for you. You know, I know you said the character is a blend and is of no one in particular, but who would you say are your greatest influences on your in-ring style?
When I came to OVW, Rip Rogers was my trainer, so I know that rubbed off on me. And as far as that thing, you know, I watch wrestling and I watch matches, and I've seen a lot of matches throughout the years. I've seen a lot of stuff, but I'm a student of the game. But that doesn't. My goal is to be me, though.
Mm-hmm.
My goal isn't to be, oh, look, he did the super kick. Well, the super kick is somebody else's move. Oh, look, he did the RKO. Well, if it's my move, why are you calling it the RKO? My goal is to be me. I want to be the paradise, the only paradise, the only, I want something happening on WWE TV, and they go, oh, that's the paradise, da-da-da. Oh, it's a long kiss goodnight, you know what I mean? My goal isn't to emulate anybody. My goal is to be me. And the goal is to, you know, I want the drink named after me. I don't want it named after somebody who I'm emulating.
Okay, thanks.
Does that make sense?
I like that. Because I use an ace crusher. That's the scientific term for it, but I call it the ether. And every time somebody says, oh, man, you got a sweet RKO, I want to slap them in the mouth.
Well, you know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. Like, and I'm not, and like everything I was saying, I'm not talking down to anybody, and I'm not belittling anything, because anybody who does this thing, in my opinion, has some balls, man. And we're all just doing our best. But here right now, today, our goal is to be the best we can possibly be for ourselves, for our fans here in Louisville, and for our fans, anybody who's watching any other time, because you can watch our show each and every week at OVWrestling.com. It's worldwide. Anybody in the world can watch it. So in our opinion, we're pretending like every single person in the world likes wrestling, is watching it, is a fan, knows what's going on, and they're scrutinizing us.
Am I back?
We're pretending like there are 6 million reviewers. There's 60 billion Trent Van Dreeses.
Okay, that's right. Well, there's only one Trent Van Drees, but I just want to say I was listening, and if Danny Davis is a man of his word, Mondo will get a shot and beat Elvis this Wednesday, and I'm going to tell you that Mondo will beat the Rusty Al Snow in London, Kentucky,
And I believe what's going to happen is Danny Davis is going to have to shut Mondo up himself. That's what I think. But we'll see.
That guy, I wouldn't put it past him. I said it earlier. That old man is effing crazy. He's a nutcase. So
I know.
Like, you saw him come out there. He was telling Cliff no. Cliff Compton came out there and said, let me have him at the Saturday Night Special. Let me have him in a knuckle on a pole match. Danny said no. I'm like, Danny, that's your gate. People would be interested to see that. He said no because it was against what he thought was right because he didn't want to go back on his word.
Yeah.
Well, he's insane. So I don't know what's gonna happen. That'd be something to see though.
Yeah, I want to know. Has anybody ever touched your peacock?
What? I've had a lot of people rub my peacock. I keep it in the back unless I'm doing a Moment in Paradise segment. Very loud. So in case if you're at the arena ever, you're like, that's my peacock.
And, did they shoot peacock, man?
Well, yeah. Well, where do you think I got the feathers for my wings from?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just talking to you, man, I can see that you're kind of out there, so it could be like a real cock with feathers on it or something. The way Trent got excited, you know what I'm saying? It could have been, you know.
I don't know. I don't know if I could speak on that subject on the air.
Yes, you can.
Okay, fair enough. You're like, this shit is uncensored. I'm like, you just said shit. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, I did want to ask you, too, what is the status of, you mentioned earlier, of Susio?
Right now, tell you the truth, we're not on the bestest of terms right now, but I have heard that he's been training. I heard he had a, I know he had an injury. It was an ankle injury, I believe. I think more than the injury, he took some time off to mentally kind of collect his thoughts, train, figure out what he needed to do. That tag team that they had, Fighting Spirit, they were broken
right.
up, and that was his. He thought that. I really think he thought that was his meal ticket. But you know, I had to take care of that situation. So, no one takes away my rye. And gets away with it.
Well, what do you think of the tag team situation right now anyway? The tag team kind of seems to be, the whole division seems to be a bit of shambles. What do you make of it? There's like nobody, even the champions aren't getting along. There's no real contender on the horizon that I can see.
Me neither. Somebody is gonna have to come in, or somebody's gonna have to take a thing. If I would say this right now, I tell you, this is a perfect opportunity for anybody who's hungry, get their tag team together, come to Louisville, Kentucky, and get a chance at those other tag team titles, because there's a very good chance that the way the Elite's getting along, there's a very good chance
right.
that those guys, they're just not on their game. They're two of the best.
Yeah.
They're two of the best tag team wrestlers I've ever seen, especially the guys
right.
that I've known, especially in this generation. But
yeah.
there's a very good chance they're not on their game right now. There's a good chance you might catch up on an off night. They might slip on a banana peel. So you could be tag team. Maybe Elvis should get a partner. I don't know.
Maybe Paradise should get a partner again. Paradise, wink, wink, nod, nod.
I have to find.
I'll be your partner.
I'm texting.
There you go.
I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that'd be a team.
I'm like, our name could be Murder Fun.
Murder Fun.
I was talking to Ryan Nemeth. He's out on the beach right now, you know, in Tampa, with his legs crossed, looking at the clear ocean. I don't know if I could bring myself to have another partner right now. I feel like I need a little time. I'm on the rebound. technically, I'm on the market, but you know, I'm still emotionally,
right.
you know, I'm still kind of going through this thing. So
we could call our I'm just saying it.
Ryan, I love you. I hope they talk about this. I hope somebody down there hears this.
Here's the name of the tag team. It'll be called
okay.
Killer Peacock.
Yeah, it'll be called what?
It'll be called Killer Peacock.
Killer Peacock. I like that. It has a nice ring to it, and I have a bunch of rings anyways. One for my finger, one for my toe, one for my...
yeah.
Sorry, I broke up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
One for the, yeah, buddy. I knew where you was going.
Let me ask you this, Paradise. Who is the, besides you, of course, who is the best kisser in OVW?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you know, I have kissed the majority of the locker room.
I know you have.
Male and female alike. And... you know, last week on TV, I think I felt Shiloh Jones try to slip me a little bit of tongue.
Well, he's got to do something to get a win, for God's sakes.
I felt like he was trying to slip me a little tongue. Maybe he thought it was going to throw me off my game. I just thought I was at the club on the weekend.
You did it in about 3 seconds, so it didn't work. But,
oh, geez. He tried to do it, and then he realized, he's like, wow, this is gross. And then I shut him down easily. That guy's having a rough time. I almost feel, if he wasn't throwing those ridiculous tantrums, I think I would almost feel bad for him.
Those tantrums,
but then he just acts like a jerk, so nobody cares.
I think those tantrums should be a workout, because he has burned a lot of calories doing that. They look very very cardio friendly, those tantrums do.
Well, he has been getting leaner, I guess, over the past couple of weeks, and I do pay attention to the physiques in the locker room. Male and female.
Oh,
I think Trent's a little bit aroused now. He just kind of went off topic. He was asking you who the second best kisser was in OVW. Trent's trying to make a move.
No, I'm not trying to make a move. I knew who the first best kisser was, for God's sake. I just wonder.
And can I ask how you know this?
Well, it's simply logistics. I've kissed 95% of the locker room. I have the most practice.
Ah, okay.
I have the most practice. Some of the guys have only kissed the girls. Some of the girls have only kissed the guys. I've kissed almost everybody.
And not only that, it seems like when Paradise puts the pucker on somebody, it has a large effect on them instantly. So something's up with that.
It's pretty poison. It is pretty poison. And I tell you, I would love it if my next kiss were Mike Mondo. I want that belt. I want it. I want that belt.
Well,
actually, Elvis is currently the champion.
Right.
I don't really want to kiss Elvis though.
You know, as you said, Paradise Mondo. You know, arguably one of the top wrestlers anywhere. That's tough. It would be tough.
I know that on television this hasn't happened, but during our OVW on live on tour events, I actually wrestled Mondo about a month ago, last month in New Albany, with Indiana, which is right across the bridge, and I had a one-on-one match with him, and it was right before the match with Compton, and. I came pretty close, man. He tried to bring out the knuckles. I got him. I got the knuckles. I gave him the kiss or the whatever. Got the knuckles back, and then he gave me one to the old jewels. So, and then blasted me in the head with the knuckles. When I watched the tape back, all I remember is him not being able to breathe because he knocked me in the nuts as hard as he possibly could. And then just kind of waking up, kind of with my back on the mat, and I didn't really know what happened. But I watched the tape back. He blasted me right in the side of the head with him. Ref didn't see it. I came pretty close, though. We went about 25, 30 minutes.
Wow.
Sorry, stuff like that happens on our house shows, too. So anybody who is listening to this locally at our house shows, man, we don't hold back. Our OVW does not hold back on our live events. We strive, no matter where it is, we strive to give everybody the best possible show. And I tell you what, as interactive as our television tapings are now, when the guys come out and talk to the fans, whether it's in the parking lot or intermission or after the show, it's even more interactive at our live events. So I encourage anybody, please come on out. I promise you it'll be worth the however much it is, the $7 or whatever it is to, that's peanuts. Our TV tapings are only $5, too. It's the best value in sports, or cheaper than a movie. You know what I mean? To come on out and take part in a live event that you can participate in, and you can touch the guys, you can see it, you can, it's right in your face. So please come out to the live event anytime you hear about one close to you.
Now, I'm going to tell you, and this is no shill, just what Paradise said, and I'm just speaking just strictly as a wrestling fan, any wrestling fans out there that do not watch OVW, man, just watch these guys online or go to a show, but give these guys a chance, because if you're a wrestling fan, you, honest to God, will enjoy their product. I'm very confident in saying that. So,
thank you so much. I appreciate
that.
Hey,
before we let you go, we got to ask our standard question. Which version of the Midnight Express is your favorite? Eaton and Lane or Eaton and Condrey?
It's hard. That's a hard question.
It's Paradise. It's not a hard. It's not hard at all.
I'd say the original is the best, always.
Oh,
absolutely.
My God. Well, you know what? It doesn't count because we discontinued this contest with who do we ask, and they agreed with me, and we ended it.
Oh, it counts. It counts.
Hey,
no,
man, I love Stan Lane. I've been on shows. I've worked Cornette, all those guys, and that's one of the greatest franchises in wrestling history ever. But I would say the original is best, and the only exception usually is Empire Strikes Back. So.
You said it, but it doesn't matter because didn't Jody Hamilton answer the question or something? Who was it? Was it the assassin?
I don't think we asked Jody.
We didn't ask it.
Who was it?
Was it Bo James?
I don't remember, but we retired the question, and we had to come up with a new one. So.
I'm sorry. I forgot about that.
I think it's a toss-up.
We're striking this one from the record.
Well, that's good because I didn't want to answer that question anyways because I like both.
Anything else you'd like to plug before we let you go?
All I'd like to say is ovwrestling.com. Each and every Monday, our new episodes are uploaded. If you're local, WYKI 138 and digital, whatever, something. Our show airs on Saturday mornings or Saturday afternoons at 1. And paradise.com. Facebook.com/paradise, and it's spelled in the weird manner, PAREDYSE, and Facebook OVWrestling, and it's all of our websites, everything's the same. It's OVWrestling, and everything's /paradise. So please come visit, please check out the show, and we appreciate anybody not only who's listening right now, but anybody who comes to our live events, our television, and We care about our fans, and we care about putting on a family-friendly product that's easy enough to swallow for the family, smart enough for the teenagers and the older set, and just trying to produce the best, make the biggest splash possible, and do our best each and every week.
Thank you. Appreciate you giving us your time tonight. It's a pleasure.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
This was awesome. Thank you very much, Paradise.
Thank you, boys. And thank you, Trent, for reviewing our show every week. And
oh,
I know a lot of people check that out. I hear about it a lot. So
I'm sure you read it too, Paradise. Come clean with
that. Oh, I do. I do read it. I read it every week. I really do.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much. I hope you can tell that I do enjoy the shows from the reports because I really do. So
I do, and I want to tell you, though, 1 week you said there were over 100. It was almost 200 in the building that day. 200
no
paid
way.
One day. Yeah.
No
yep.
way.
I have the receipt. I have the receipt. No, but the houses are going up, and it's an exciting atmosphere, and it's a fun place to be a part of. So,
yes, it is.
But we thank you for your reviews, and guys, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks,
take care.
I appreciate it.
I'm the most beautiful wrestler in the world, Paradise. Thank you.
Take it easy, bro.
See you guys later.
See ya.
Hey.
Wow.
Guy's a little excited, isn't he?
So what the hell happened to y'all, man? Y'all just left my black ass on here by myself?
Well,
I had to touch base with
Chicken Hat about his segment because he's been waiting in the green room for so long.
But you see, I handled it, and I ran with it, boy.
Yeah, it was all smooth. It was all good.
Trent, if you make me mad, I'm going to do a spinoff, and I'm going to just talk about you.
Well, I'm sorry. I got in a bad area there for a second. But, my
it's
God,
okay.
Man, I
just noticed it got real quiet, and I was like, I guess I got to say something. And I was like, it's got to be, I got to ask a Larry question, you know what I'm saying? I can't just crack a joke right off bat. I got to ask a Larry question. So I did, and there it is.
Well, good deal. I'll hear it on the archive. I'm on a high right now, man, Larry. I mean, I'm an OVW fan, but I think that was one of our better interviews, man. I can't believe Paradise. This is great. I'm on a high.
Yeah, he's entertaining as hell, man.
We've
been wanting to get somebody
one.
From OVW on, and you know, other than Christian Miscagny, somebody other from the company, and it's great that Paradise was willing to do it, and hopefully we have another OVW guest coming up here in the not too distant future.
Hopefully. All right, guys. Well, I got to bail out. So.
All right. So.
Take care, and we're going to see if we can get
chicken
hat. Yep.
Yeah.
I think we can get him. I'm going to go for it here. Let's see.
All
take
right.
care, Trent.
Bye. Peace, Trent.
Bottom line, sorry I'm a little late, but at this time I'm watching Monday Night Raw. Actually, I should have been on a little early, but that's not beyond my control. Anyway.
Cuss out management.
Really. Anyway, this past week I got a chance to be on the television side. I did color commentary for the local NWA show in Nashville. It was pretty fun. Got to do a comment on a match between one Steve-O and Anthony Wayne, or as I call him, the Shrimp. It was pretty good. Now, speaking of good things, I've read in the Wrestling Observer recently that Ring of Honor has been sold to Sinclair Broadcast Group, which I think it's a wonderful thing. At least now it gets to be seen by somebody, rather than its previous network, which hardly anyone got unless they were lucky enough to get HDTV. And of course, by lucky, we have, at least in Nashville, we have three stations that are owned by Sinclair. One will show it this fall, and I'm glad. Now, finally, I'd like to send my condolences to the families of Randy Macho Man Savage, which, as we all know, has passed away a couple of weeks ago, which I find very tragic. Anyway, he was one of the most colorful characters in WWE, and I'm sure you all will agree with me that he will be missed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, well. Well, that's all I have to say. I mean, it is short notice. But, of course,
I mean, hey, you know what? You're doing good work, Chicken.
Well, thank you.
I was upset that you didn't come on earlier. I just didn't voice it because I didn't know what was going on. I was about to ask, were you okay?
Well, actually, I was waiting for like an hour when you were talking to this, Paradise, was it?
Yeah.
Anyway, and I kind of like what he had to say. It's nice to see that there is a wrestling league that actually takes itself seriously. These days, you can't say that much for the other two. Of course, one of them has gone Hollywood, and the other's trying to be that way.
Mm-hmm. But we all know that you laid out the blueprint to fix it all, Wrestling God.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Charles, when will we hear your television debut? When will this be available and where?
Well, I asked them that, and they weren't sure. From what I can gather, it was like they were doing some TV taping. They haven't got a station yet, at least.
Was this Main Event?
Yes, it was in Nashville.
Oh, okay.
They have their own arena, though.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a 30-minute walk from my house to that place. I've tried it once. At least coming back.
So have you been staying classy?
Oh, yeah, very much.
Let me ask you this. And I've been waiting to ask you this. What is the chicken hat's opinion of Ron the Truth killing?
R-Truth? I just saw him a few minutes. And the guy is a borderline nut job.
You think so?
I don't know if it's jealousy or the fact he doesn't really do that much. But honestly, this ranting and raving of his has got to stop. And speaking of ranting and raving, I see someone's little friend about to introduce Alberto Del Rio.
Did you see when the his ring announcer drop kicked that dude?
What ring announcer? You mean
Alberto Del Rio's ring announcer?
Yeah,
he drop kicked that man. Was that not sweet?
Actually, I thought it was pretty cowardly. But then again, what do you expect from
that's the last thing I popped for from WWE since probably Warrior versus Hogan. when Hogan got beat and the Warrior wildness ran rampant.
Yeah, well, there is a good side to that. They hugged afterwards. I mean, you don't see that in wrestling these days.
Well, you ain't supposed to hug somebody you just beat the shit out of, Charles.
Oh,
Louie, before Trent listens to the archive and say, "Well, you hug Corey Chavis," and I'll retract that statement. Sometimes you can hug the person you just beat the shit out of. Sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well,
if they're your family.
Yeah, when you know him, you trained him, and you've known him for eons and eons, I guess it's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah,
so, Charles,
right.
I think you should get a bus ticket or a plane ticket and come to the UWF pay-per-view.
Oh, that depends. Where would that be?
It's in New York City. I'm going to need your support, Charles. At least
New York.
Get one of your people to buy the pay-per-view and tell me what you think. Because the Wrestling God's opinion matters.
I'm not sure if they have it listed on my cable system. I'll have to look that up.
June 26th. That's the debut date. I know you don't watch UFC. You should
tune
in.
The only thing I watch in terms of UFC is The Ultimate Fighter. And just to see how nutty those fighters get.
Yeah. But
and
you should really.
They do get nutty.
You should really watch this pay per view and tell me what you think, because I'm asking you for your opinion, sir.
Well, if they actually air it on the pay per view on my cable system, I'll let you know.
It's on all carriers.
Well, I'll look that up.
You should.
And it's on the 26th, you say.
26th of June. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Look on your little pay per view thing. You'll see me all over the commercial.
Well, if I ever actually get around to it, lately though, I've been working the day shift Monday through Friday, and not been able to see the promo feeds.
Oh,
I got lucky to find out when Slammiversary was at, which is on the 12th, which should be like within the next the following Sunday after, and I've already planned to go see that.
Okay.
I mean, however, if I hear about your little thing, I'll see to it and watch.
You just insulted me by saying it was little.
No, I didn't mean that.
You You just insulted me by saying the pay-per-view that I'm about to do is little. Damn it, Charles.
Well,
I
mean, come on. WWE and Impact do pay-per-views. Come to think of it, Dragon USA and I can't remember.
They do.
What
this is
Spanish lucha thing.
We're not running out of B.B. King's Rib Shack. We're in the Hammerstein Ballroom, homie. How can you say that little?
Really? That's where...
The first Monday Night Raw was held. No, let's say the first Monday Night Raw was held there. How about that?
Yeah. Well, it was its home first.
That's
really
what I'm saying. So, come on. How little is that, man?
Really?
It's okay, Charles.
Well,
I'm going to carry a sign.
Does this UWF have... a cable network readied yet, or syndicated?
Is it going to be syndicated? Exact words were, he doesn't want to put it on TV just yet because he does not want the networks to water down and homogenize it. You know, so that right there should let you know that there's going to be some off the hook shit. You might see somebody get killed, Charles. Don't you want to buy tapes and see that?
Well,
don't you
I would like
see...
to see some excitement, and I'm pretty sure you would deliver that.
Don't you want to buy the pay-per-view where the very first recorded nigga moment in professional wrestling happened? Yes, and you can't say the word,
like
Charles, but
that.
You can't say nigga.
The original in wrestling I'm interested in. I mean, I see in wrestling now is so bit. Hello,
Charles. Have you seen a Murder One wrestling match? Have you seen Murder Wrestle?
No, I can't say that I have. I would love to.
So you don't
to,
know.
Though. I would
yeah,
love to.
You don't
though.
Know. Not your chance.
Now is your chance. I need your support, Charles.
Well,
I need you to be the number three Murder One fan.
Well,
I got a top 10 I'm trying to fill up. My girl's number one. Then there's a dude named Bob Kent. He follows me. He's like my dude. He looks like old mountain man. He was like a shaved grizzly bear. And then I'm saving the third spot for Chicken Hat.
Well, that's nice. Thank you.
See? So that's what I'm doing, bro. I'm saving it for you. So you got to get on this Murder One train and get this Tennessee thing going.
Okay. I'm not sure anyone in Nashville has heard of you, but I'll spread the word.
You would be surprised. You would be surprised who's heard of me in Nashville.
Well,
I've been through there, man, when TNA used to run the fairgrounds. I was there.
Really?
I was wrestling Dory Funk. I was wrestling Dory Funk and Adam Windsor, all them people, man. So you slipping, wrestling gods. You
what?
Need to get a computer and go on the internet and research the indies and all that good stuff, and you will see Murder One right there. I mean, if you Google me, that Chris Benoit bullshit is going to come up with my name, so don't think that I killed my family, okay? Because the first time I Googled myself, I was sitting next to my kids, and it was like, wrestler kills his family, and I'm looking at my kids, and I'm like, y'all supposed to be dead. then we kept on reading, and it was Chris Benoit, so... When you Google me, you get the Chris Benoit death stuff. That's kind of like a blessing and a curse at the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go to RampagePoWrestling.net, and he's on TV every week there.
Rampage Wrestling.
Is that just an online thing, or are they doing local television there too?
They're on Making Television every Saturday, and several other times a week for that matter, but every Saturday.
We're on like...
Well, you got to start somewhere. It's nice to see that local wrestling is finally getting its due. I mean, Showtime All-Star Wrestling got its start on local TV, and look where it's at now. It's seen internationally and on America One.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe
you could get this
UWF on the same channel. I'm sure they're willing to give wrestling a chance. Maybe you could put it international.
Well, Charles, you'll have to give us your take on Ring of Honor once it starts on Sinclair in September.
Oh, I intend to. And
okay.
I also know in Nashville, Ring of Honor is going to be carried on WUXP, or as we call it, My TV 30. I'm not sure.
Is it going to follow Showtime then?
Well, I'm hoping it doesn't conflict with Showtime. That's what I'm a little worried about.
Showtime can get the boot, huh?
I hope not. Showtime's a good product, really.
I know, but you know,
I attended a taping of it last week, this past Saturday.
Oh, you were at the Stadium Inn.
Yeah, I'm there every weekend.
So you should have gone to you for the scoop on what happened at the Saw taping.
Yeah, you can grab a pen and paper.
Oh,
and
a lot of exciting things have happened. I even got tangled with one of the wrestlers.
Well, hopefully that'll show up on TV then.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
Well, Charles, maybe you can give us a little more detail next week. You know, we'll be back on next Monday, so we hopefully could get another segment from you then.
Yeah, hopefully this time it won't be during Raw.
I apologize. We will bring you on in a timely manner next week. That's my fault, and I won't let it happen again.
Well, I didn't think you'd expect this paradise to come in so soon.
No, you're right, I didn't.
Yeah, it's nice to know that there are some wrestling feds that actually take themselves seriously. Not many of the independent ones do.
Well, hit us with your tagline. I got a caller we're going to bring on, so hit us with your tagline.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Well, my friends, that's the bottom line. Until next time, Earth, stay classy.
Yeah, stay classy. You heard it.
you know, Murder, you in here are getting along, so I think you ought to start your own show.
Me and Chicken Hat, I don't know, man. We might. He just got to up his, you know, he's got to get a little more edge on him. Maybe if Athena was sitting on the couch next to him, then it'd be great.
That'd do it.
He'd be cussing and everything. He'd probably beat her up on air.
Area code 423. You're on phoning it in.
Tennessee.
Well, I guess not. I guess Area code 423 didn't want to come on the air.
It was the Reverend.
That's what I was hoping. Or Tank.
Rockwell.
One of those guys would have been fun, but it wasn't.
423, hey, call back right now.
Yeah, we still got a few minutes here. Hey, you know, our old buddy Ron Gossett was back in action last weekend.
I heard he ran like Ringgold, Georgia, or something.
He ran Dahlonega, Georgia, on Saturday the 21st, and legitimately drew over 1,000 people.
Really?
Yes, and they posted a crowd on the internet of 1,100, but from a worker that was there, he verified that there were at least 1,000 people in the building.
Damn.
Yeah. On top, they had Scott Steiner and Rick Steiner over Jeff Lewis and Brody Chase.
Oh, so he didn't burn everybody in Georgia, so he had to go out to South Carolina and North Carolina.
Yeah, he had to get his ring from Alabama, and everybody got paid, and I'm assuming that Scott Steiner got the money that he was owed from before, or he would not have been working the show.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't have been a Ronnie Gossett show without some false advertising. He advertised El Hijo de Rey Mysterio, and he also advertised the Masked Assassin. Now, I haven't gotten confirmation from Jody Hamilton that he wasn't there doing autographs or something, maybe, so that's still possible that he did have an assassin there, but he didn't have El Hijo de Rey Mysterio there. And he called the show Class of the Champions.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's amazing he hadn't got sued yet.
Yeah, well, wouldn't be much money to get out of him if he did, I guess. It wouldn't be kind of much point. But
true.
So he's back in action.
For how long, though?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see where he pops up next.
I'll give him one more show. Just one more. So, all right.
Anything else before? Hey, good luck. Good luck with pay-per-view, and keep us posted about that moment when it happens.
Oh, for sure. You know I will. You know I will.
Yeah. I want to hear about that.
I'll be giving live updates from my Twitter of the pay-per-view. It's twitter.com/murder1 or @murder1. And I will be keeping everybody updated on the happenings of the pay-per-view.
This is coming Friday night, folks. check it out.
Get
we're going to let the robot.
Want,
go ahead.
Go, they need to, for those who's listening, you need to go to UrbanWrestlingFederation.com and create you a profile, because the website is it's like Facebook almost. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's got to have a profile, and then you can upload this, you can upload that. It's cutting edge, man. It's like Flash and everything, man. It's good stuff.
Yeah, I saw that. I couldn't quite figure that out. So fans who go there are going to have their profiles on the page?
Yeah. It's all interactive, huh, man. We get to, for instance, I could open up my own little chat room and do live discussions. I mean, I can do whatever I want to just from my profile. I can do video chats and all kinds of shit. Just, you know what I'm saying, with just my profile. Then you got, you know, everybody else, they upload videos, whatever. I mean, it's totally interactive for the fans and the boys.
Sweet.
Yeah, you need to go create a profile, Larry.
I just might have to do that. And I might have to see you next Sunday down there, and I assume you'll be back at Rampage next Sunday.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay. Well, I might see you there then.
All right, homeboy. You take it easy.
All right. Good luck Friday night, and we're out of here.
All right,
oh, we'll be back next Monday, by the way. There will be a radio show next Monday.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, the latest news on pro wrestling and MMA, and more. GWH thanks you for your support.